Over two decades, around 17,000 detainees disappeared into a system with a torture repertoire that borrowed from French colonialists, regional dictators, and even Nazis. Its security advisors included Adolf Eichmann's fugitive aide, Elwar Brunner. When Bashar al-Assad succeeded his father in 2000, he kept the detention system in place. Each of Syria's four intelligence agencies, military, political, air force, and state security, has local branches across Syria. Most have their own jails. CIGA, CIGA, has documented hundreds of them. It was the detention and torture of several teenagers in March of 2011 for scrawling graffiti critical of Mr. al-Assad that pushed Syrians to join the uprisings, then sweeping Arab countries. Demonstrations protesting their treatment spread from their hometown, Daraa, leading to more arrests, which galvanized more protests. A flood of detainees from all over Syria joined the existing dissidents at Saidnaya prison. The new detainees ranged from the garbage man to the peasant to the engineer to the doctor, all classes of Syrians, said Riyad Avlar, a Turkish citizen who was held for 20 years after being arrested in 1996 as a 19-year-old student for interviewing Syrians about a prison massacre. Torture increased, he said. The newcomers were sexually assaulted, beaten on the genitals, and forced to beat or even kill one another. No one knows exactly how many Syrians have passed through the system since. Rights groups estimate hundreds of thousands to a million. Damascus does not release prison data. By all accounts, the system overflowed. Some political detainees landed in regular prisons. Security forces and pro-government militias created uncounted makeshift dungeons at schools, stadiums, offices, military bases, and checkpoints. The Syrian network's tally of 127,916 people currently caught in the system is probably an undercount. The number, a count of arrests reported by detainees' families and other witnesses, does not include people later released or confirmed dead. Because of government secrecy, no one knows how many have died in custody, but thousands of deaths were recorded in memos and photographs. A former military police officer, known only as Caesar, to protect his safety, had the job of photographing corpses. He fled to Syria with pictures of at least 6,700 corpses, bone thin and battered, which shocked the world when they emerged in 2014. But he also photographed memos on his boss's desk reporting deaths to superiors. Like the death certificates issued recently, the memos list the cause of death as cardiac arrest. One memo identifies a detainee who also appears in one of Caesar's photos. His eye is gouged out. The prison seemed to have been hit with an uncanny epidemic of heart disease, said Mr. Darwish, the human rights lawyer. Of course, when they die, their heart stops, he said.